Hallelujah, peace to all of you.
愿大家平安.
Praise and thank God that this weekend that the Houston Church is blessed by holding the IETW here.
感谢神我们这个周末有, 宗教教育日的讲习会.
So this morning I'd like to share with you knowing what we believe.
今天早上跟大家分享是我们知道我们信的是谁.
Because nowadays there's over 30 denominations out there.
因为我们知道
Christian, over 30,000 denominations.
现在我们知道我们的基督教支派已经超过了3万种支派。
And it's very difficult to know what is true and what is not.
所以我们很难辨别真伪。
And let's go to the Bible and try to study from to see what consists of a true church of God.
所以我们现在回归圣经, 看看到底真教会要具备哪几个条件。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 16.
请看马太福音16章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音16章,
verse 13.
13节.
Matthew 16:13.
马太福音16章13节.
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
He, after spending years with his disciples,
他那时候已经跟他门徒在一起好几年的时间了。
And he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?"
他就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Of course, his disciple in verse 14, answered very plainly.
那十四节这边门徒就很清楚的回答他。
So they said to him, "Some say you are John the Baptist."
他说有人说是施洗约翰,
and some say that you Elijah.
有人说你是以利亚,
and others say you Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
有人说你是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
So we can see nowadays.
所以我们看到现在这个时代,
yes, even though we call ourselves Christians,
虽然我们说自己是基督徒,
but people look at our Lord Jesus Christ in many different ways.
但是我们知道人看到耶稣的时候就用很多不一样的角度看着他。
Some people look at our Lord Jesus Christ just like John the Baptist.
有人看主耶稣基督说他是施洗约翰。
Because John the Baptist baptized for repentance.
因为施洗约翰他就是给, repentance.
Yes, the baptism of repentance.
I'm sorry. 悔改的洗礼.
So many churches practice in this way.
所以很多教会都是这样传讲.
It means you just baptize. It's not for remission of sin, but to repent for what you have done is wrong.
他说你洗礼并不是要洗去你的罪, 而是, 而是你悔改.
But some Christians look at our Lord Jesus Christ just like Elijah.
但是有人看主耶稣基督说他是以利亚。
Because Elijah actually turning the people's heart back to God.
因为以利亚把人的心转回向神。
And that's why nowadays there's great evangelists out there that say if you confess with your mouth, believe your heart, and then you'll be saved. Why? Because you're returning back to God.
所以有些传讲人都说你只要心里相信口头承认，那就表示你已经悔改向神，那就是你就会得救。
And many other denominations also just believe like a Lord Jesus Christ just like Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
但是有人看主耶稣就认为他是像耶利米或是像先知里的一位。
So now what our Lord Jesus Christ is nothing special. He's just like one of the prophets out there that preach good things to mankind.
所以主耶稣基督并没有什么特别的，他只是像先知里一位，他传讲了好的福音，只是这样子而已。
But any church believes that he's John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah, one of the prophets, they cannot be saved.
但是你如果认为主耶稣只是施洗约翰，或是以利亚，或是耶利米，或是先知一位，他们就不会得救。
That's why Lucas Christ asked his disciple in verse 15.
所以15节这边主耶稣才问他们说，问他的门徒说。
But who do you say that I am?
他说你们说我是谁？
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
That's why as IE teachers.
就像所以我们这个当宗教教育的教员，
we must know who we believe.
我们必须要了解我们所信的是谁。
Do we only think our Lord Jesus Christ is John the Baptist?
我们认为主耶稣只是施洗约翰吗？
Do we think like he's Elijah or Jeremiah or just one of the prophets?
我们会不会认为主耶稣只是以利亚或是耶利米或是先知里的一位？
Or we believe that he's the true and living God.
还是我们认为他是又真又活的神？
If we truly believe that he's the true and living God,
要是我们认为他是又真又活的神，
then everything he said to us, we must follow.
那他对我们说的，我们就必须要听从。
Just like the young rich ruler.
就像这个很有钱的这个官。
He's young.
他很年轻。
But he was very rich.
他非常有钱。
But he also was a leader.
他也是一个官。
But one thing is missing is known how to enter eternal life.
但是他所缺少的就是他不晓得如何进入永生。
So when he saw Lord Jesus Christ,
所以他看到主耶稣基督。
He ran toward him.
他就跑向他。
Kneeled before him.
在他面前跪下。
And asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
问他说，良善的夫子，我该怎么做才能够得到永生？
And then Lord Jesus Christ asked him a question also.
主耶稣基督就问他，
Why do you call me good?
你为什么称我良善？
No one is good except for one, that is God himself.
除了神以外，没有一位是良善的。
So now would Lord Jesus Christ ask, you know, the young man, who do you really know who I am?
所以他在问这位年轻的官说，你知不知道我到底是谁？
You call me good.
你说我是良善。
You call me good teacher.
你说我是良善的夫子。
But I tell you, no one is good except for one, that is God himself.
但是我告诉你，除了神以外，没有人是良善的。
Then if there's no one is good except for God, then if you call me good, then you must know that I am God.
要是除了神没有良善的话，你说我是良善，你就知道我是神。
If you know that I am God, and then you would do exactly what I tell you to do.
要是你知道我是神的话，我说怎么样，你就会听从。
First, that Jesus Christ said, you know, follow the commandments.
主耶稣说你要听从诫命。
Honor your mother and your father.
你必须要孝敬父母。
Do not steal, do not defraud.
不要偷，不要偷人家钱，不要倒人家的钱。
Did the young man say, all of these things I have done when I was a youth?
这个年轻人说，我这些很小的时候我就遵守了。
But Jesus Christ said, you lack one thing.
主耶稣说你还缺少一样。
Go and sell all that you have and follow me.
把你的所有财产都卖掉，然后再来跟从我。
If the young man truly knew that God, that the Lord Jesus Christ was God,
要是这个年轻人真的知道主耶稣基督是神，
why is not willing to sell all it had and follow Jesus Christ?
为什么他不愿意把自己的财产全部卖掉去，然后再跟从神呢？
Sometimes knowing and following are two different things.
因为知道一件事情跟从又是另外一回事。
But in reality, maybe he truly did not know that our Lord Jesus Christ was God.
但是有可能他根本不知道主耶稣基督就是神。
So that's why for us nowadays,
所以对我们今天来说，
we also have to ask ourselves this question, do we know who Jesus is?
我们必须要问自己，我们到底知不知道主耶稣是谁？
If we say that we do,
要是我们说我们知道，
then we'll follow every word that contained in the Bible.
那我们就会真正的照耶稣照圣经的每一句来说来做。
And then when Lord Jesus Christ asked him, who do you say that I am?
所以主耶稣基督问他说，你们说我是谁？
Then in verse 16,
16节这边，
Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Of course, to the Jews, when you say you are the Son of the living God, it means you are God yourself.
要是一个犹太人说你是永生神的儿子，就表示说你就是神。
And that's why when our Lord Jesus Christ said, you know, the Father and me are one, or I'm the Son of God, that's why they want to stone him because he claimed that he is God himself.
所以犹太人在主耶稣说我是神的儿子的时候，他们就想用石头打他，因为这就是bless me. 因为是亵渎。
And when our Lord Jesus Christ asked this question,Then look at how Peter answered, and then look at verse 17.
我们现在看，耶稣问了西门彼得，西门彼得回答后，看第十七节这边说的。
Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你巴约拿，你是有福的，
so、
有福的，因为这不是属血肉的，只是你的。
If people want to know who Jesus is.
因为如果人想要知道耶稣是谁的话，
I mean flesh and blood, it means by naturally they cannot know, they cannot understand.
血肉只是就是说，如果是一般来讲，他们应该是不能够了解这件事情。
It doesn't matter how smart we are, how educated we are, how gifted we are in this life, we will not know who Jesus is if we try to use our flesh and blood.
要是我们用血肉的指示我们的话，不管我们多聪明学习的多好。我们或是多有天赋，我们都不能够了解主耶稣是神的儿子。
Then I lose to say, but my Father who is in heaven revealed it to you.
主耶稣说，乃是我天上的父指示你的。
So if flesh and blood cannot know who Jesus is, then it must be the Spirit that reveal our Lord Jesus Christ, who He is to us.
要是属血肉的没有办法指示我们的话，表示一定是圣灵来教导我们的。
And that's why Lord Jesus Christ said what that you know that for us that you know the What man knows, you know, a man except for the man himself? And who would know the Spirit of the Lord? Who would know God but the Spirit of the Lord?
所以主耶稣讲说，如果不是我们心里除了一个人的话，谁能够了解一个人？就是表示说，如果主耶稣没有向我们指示，我们就不了解。
So as man, we live in the flesh.
因为我们人是住在血肉之躯里面的。
And everything we know is very fleshly.
我们所有了解的东西就是血相跟血肉有关的。
But if we want to know about God,
但是我们如果想要知道神
，we must be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们必须要受到圣灵的充满。
So that's why when we think about all the Christian denomination out there,
所以我们要现在想一想所有基督的教派。
What church is the true church of God?
哪一个教派才是真的教派
？It's a church that has the promised Holy Spirit.
这是一个有圣灵的教会，才是一个真教会。
Because without the Holy Spirit, you cannot know exactly who God is.
要是没有圣灵的指示，我们就不知道神到底是谁。
And then, in verse 18,
十八节这边说
，Lucius Christ continued to say, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Of course, when I Lucius Christ on this rock, he's talking about on this rock myself that you build a church.
他这个说磐石就是这个磐石是我自己，我要在我自己上面建这个教会。
But even though I Lucius Christ build a church upon himself, but he would give the keys to this to those, you know, who worship him according to the Bible to enter to this church.
所以他说，虽然我要把教会建在我自己上面，但是我要把这个钥匙交给所有的人。
Yeah, the key to the heavenly kingdom.
我要把这个
to the people who do according to His will.
我要把这个钥匙交给这些照我的旨意而行的这些人。
That's why in verse 19 said, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven."
所以十九节这边说，我要把天国的钥匙交给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。所以你凡你在地上释放了，在天上也要释放。
So let's think about this a little bit.
我们现在来想一想这个。
Lucius Christ will build the church upon himself, through his sacrifice, through the shedding of his blood.
主耶稣基督把这个磐石建在自己的身上，把教会建在自己身上，至少经过他的牺牲，他的流血。
And the church is the heavenly kingdom.
这个教会就是我们的天国一样。
So, but if we want to enter this heavenly kingdom, we need to have the keys.
我们要进入这个天国，我们就需要钥匙。
And keys here, they're plural, not singular.
这个钥匙这边是复数，而不是单数。
And how can we receive these keys to enter to this heavenly kingdom?
我们要怎样拿到这些钥匙才能够进天国呢？
It's the basic doctrine.
这个钥匙就是我们的基本教义。
Our basic doctrines are the keys for us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这个基本教义就是我们要进天国的钥匙。
That's why if any churches do not receive these keys, and then the kingdom is closed to them.
所以要是一个教会没有拿到这个钥匙的话，这个就无法进到这个天国。
So that's why we must come back and think very basic.
所以我们要想到这个最基本的教义。
It seems nowadays the more educated we are, the more we think we're philosophical, and the more we are lost with the Word of God.
现在我们要是受的教育越多，我们就思想就越来越哲学，我们这样子反而会失去进入天国的机会。
And let's go to a book of John chapter 6.
请看约翰福音书第六章。
Why is it so important for us?To believe and know that Jesus Christ is a true and living God.
为什么知道主耶稣基督就是神，就是又真又活的神，是这么重要的事情呢？
Book of John chapter 6.
请看约翰福音书第六章。
John chapter 6 verse 66.
第六章第六十六节。
666. 666.
约翰福音第六章六十六节。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
从此他的门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
Actually, these disciples who followed Jesus Christ, they experienced great miracle.
这些门徒他们跟随主耶稣基督，他们看到了很多的神迹。
But afterward, they followed him no more.
但是在这之后，他们就退去，不再和他同行。
Then in verse 67,
第六十七节
，Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?"
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Once again, in verse 68, Simon Peter said,
这边西门彼得又说了
"Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
Then verse 69,
69节,
also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
我们已经信了,
you can see here, even though many disciples left our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以我们可以看到虽然门,很多门徒都离开了主耶稣基督,
did he go and beg them to return to him?
他有没有去追着他们求他们回来呢?
No, he just let them go.
没有,他就让他们走。
Because God gave all men free will to choose what is right and what is wrong.
因为神让我们有, 自由意志可以选择什么是对,
Even he also asked his disciples,
他也问他的门徒,
do you also want to go?
你们也要去吗?
It's up to you.
就随你们,
if you want to stay, you stay. You want to go, you go.
要留就留, 要走就走。
And that's why when people come to worship the true and living God,
所以神, 当我们人来拜这位真神的时候,
we should not force anyone to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不能强迫他们相信主耶稣基督。
We just share good news to them.
我们只是把这个美好的信息跟他们分享。
If they believe, we pray for them. If not, yes, we continue to pray for them so God can open their hearts.
要是他们不相信, 我们就继续帮他们祷告, 希望神能够开他们的心眼。
Because throughout the whole Bible,
因为在这个整个圣经里面,
during our Lord ministry,
在主耶稣基督讲道的时候,
传道的时候, he never forced anyone to follow him.
他从来没有强迫任何人要跟随他,
just like the young man.
就像那个年轻的人,
when our Lord Jesus Christ said, go and sell all you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me, and then he just left.
主耶稣基督跟他说, 你去把所有东西卖掉, 然后捐给穷人, 再来跟从我, 但这个人走了,
did not chase after him.
但是主耶稣基督并没有, 在后面追着他,
just like here, Jesus Christ asked his disciple, do you also want to leave?
这里主耶稣基督问他们说, 门徒说, 你们要去吗?
But what did Peter say?
但是西门彼得怎么回答呢?
For sure this revealed by the Heavenly Father for Peter to know this.
这一定是, 神给他的指示的,
he said, Lord, whom shall we go?
他说主啊, 我们要归从谁呢?
You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
This is what's so important in our church.
这对我们教会很重要。
Yes, when we true seekers, you know, come to church.
当然是, 慕道者, 他们来教会。
Yes, we can testify our story, how we come to know our Lord Jesus Christ. We can testify our miracles and signs, things like that. But those are the things cannot truly keep them inside the church.
但我们可以给很多见证跟他们讲说, 主耶稣基督有行很多神迹, 但是这些见证并不能够让他们留在教会。
And that's why the rich man in Lazarus, right? The rich man, he suffered in Hades.
但我们就知道有一个比喻, 那个, 有钱的人, 他在, 阴间里受苦。
And he asked, you know, Abraham to send someone from the dead to his brothers. Right? So they also believe.
他跟亚伯拉罕说, 可不可以让, 让拉撒路去显现给他的弟兄看, 让他们相信。
But Abraham said, if they don't believe the word of Moses and the commandments, they also will not believe one raised from the dead.
那亚伯罕跟他讲说, 如果他们不相信摩西的话的话, 他们也不会相信拉撒路死里复活去跟他们, 劝讲。
So that's why for us nowadays,
所以对我们来说,
if we don't believe in the word of God in the Bible,
要是我们不相信圣经里面神的话,
then it doesn't matter what miracles and signs that people experience, one day they will leave the church unless they know that the Bible is the word of God.
不管他们看到什么神迹, 他们还是会离开教会, 除非他们相信圣经里面神的话。
And that's why Peter said, where shall we go? You have the word of eternal life.
所以彼得这里说, 我们要去哪, 我们要跟从谁呢? 你有永生之道。
And that's why when we teach a younger generation,
所以当我们在教年轻的孩子的时候,
it's so important for us to teach them the word of God.
我们必须要很清楚地向他们传讲神的话。
Because when they know the word of God,
因为要他们知道神的话,
they will truly know who God is.
他们就知道神是谁。
Just like Peter here.
就像彼得一样,
because he knew that Jesus Christ had the word of eternal life. And then verse 69,
因为他知道主耶稣基督有永生之道, 我们看到69节,
and he also said, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他说我们已经信了,
and that's why when we talk about to know who we believe, we must know the word of God. The more we know the word of God, the more we know God. Because the word of God is God himself. And that's why it's so important nowadays, so many Christians, we don't, you know, stress too much in the teaching in the Bible.
所以今天我们可以看到很多基督徒他们根本不会不重视圣经的教导。
See, one of the members shared with me,
有一个门徒, 有一个信徒这样跟我分享,
he read this article on this man, do a lot of research on different churches.
他说他读了很多文章，看到其中有这个文章是一个人，他做了很多研究，关于其他教派的研究。
And the research to see what denomination or what church use or reference Bible the most in teaching and sermons and things like that.
他说他们在看哪到底是哪个教派最常引用圣经，不管在他们的讲道或是在他们的宗教教育上面。
And this man concluded that TJC.Is the church that knew the Bible the most in everything?
And 这个研究讲到说，真耶稣教会是最常引用圣经，不管是他们讲道或是在他们的宗教教育上面。
And we really praise and thank God for that.
我们真的是非常感谢赞美神。
Because the minute we deviate from the Bible and use human logic, human ways, our church will not last.
因为如果我们要是离开了圣经，用人的思想跟逻辑的话，那我们这个教会就不会存续下去。
Because there's no other way to know who Jesus is except through the Word of God.
因为除了用神的话来了解神的话，没有其他的方法能够更让我们更了解神。
So that's why for us, as we continue to teach the younger generation.
所以对我们老师来讲，如果我们要继续教导我们的年轻的学生
，make sure never to neglect the Word of God.
我们绝对不能够忽视神的话语。
To teach them what's in the Bible.
我们必须要教导他们圣经里面说的是什么。
Especially the 10 basic doctrines.
特别是十个基本教义。
Because without these 10 basic doctrines.
因为如果没有这个十个基本教义。
And for them to leave the church is very easy.
这个学生他们就很容易离开教会。
So that's why as IE teachers.
所以就当做宗教教育的教员来说。
We ourselves have strong faith that the salvation was given to us.
我们必须要有很坚强的信心，知道这个拯救是给我们的。
And through the basic doctrine, we can find a way to enter the heavenly kingdom.
从这个基本教育，我们呢就能够进到天国。
Of course, the key to the heavenly kingdom.
当然，这个钥匙进天国的钥匙
is baptism.
就是洗礼。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Holy Communion.
圣餐礼。
Foot washing.
洗脚礼。
And you know, one true God, all those things.
并且独一的真神。
The minute you and I do not believe in those things anymore,
要是我们不再相信这些的话
，the gate of the heavenly kingdom will shut to us.
这个进天国的这个门就会对我们关上了。
Especially now that you and I in the end days.
特别是现在我们在末日。
You know, we see what happened in Paris.
我们知道巴黎发生了什么事。
With the terrorist bombing, things like that.
我们知道有恐怖攻击。
It's interesting because my niece Evelyn has an aunt live in Paris.
我的侄女有一个阿姨住在巴黎。
And she was all scared and hoping that her aunt was okay.
她很害怕，希望她的阿姨没事。
Then she called aunt this morning, and her aunt said, "Oh, I'm fine."
她就打电话给她阿姨，她阿姨就说我没事。
And my niece asked her, "Why you don't sound worried at all?"
她说你听起来好像都一点都不担心。
She's like, "Oh, things like this happen all the time."
她说这种事情常发生的。
And then she asked my niece, "Oh, when are you going to come to France to visit us?"
我说你什么时候来法国
来
看我们
you know, that's very strange. Things like this happen all the time. So, and I would get so used on the whole world being so violent, right? Things like that. It's very crazy, actually, in reality.
要是我们要是想想看，这个世界上现在变得这么疯狂，常常有暴力的话，我们都习惯，听起来好像很疯狂。
And I know that my niece, she want to go to France and visit and stuff. I like.You know, try your best not to travel too much, right? Because it's not safe anywhere in this world. It's true.
那我就刚想说你可能不能够太常旅游，因为没有个地方是安全的。
But of course, for us, the whole world is getting worse and worse.
但是对我们来讲，的确这个世界上是越来越败坏。
But we are the chosen people of God.
但是我们因为是神的选民。
We must be very careful how, you know, we build our faith and continue to the heavenly kingdom.
我们必须要记得，我们要把自己的信心，我们要好好的灵修，直到我们到天国为止。
So we know that just believe in our heart, confess with our mouth, we cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们知道，只有心里相信，口头承认是不能让我们进天国的。
We need to receive the keys to enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们必须要拿到这个钥匙，我们才能够进天国。
And our church have those keys.
我们教会有这个钥匙。
But it doesn't mean that you and I better than others.
并不表示我们比其他人棒。
It doesn't mean that you know we do greater things than others.
也不表示我们比其他的人做更好的事情。
But it's just simply God's grace is upon us.
只是因为神他的恩典跟我们同在。
And because of this, you and I must continue to build faith upon faith.
所以因为这样子，我们必须要更加的有信心。
Now let's talk about baptism.
我们现在来讲讲洗礼。
Nowadays, there's hardly any church believe that baptism had to do with remission of sin.
现在很少教会相信说，洗礼是要把罪除去，把罪洗去。
But the Bible is so clear.
但是这个圣经很清楚。
That you need to be baptized to be saved.
你一定要洗受洗礼才能
够得救。But why so many denominations do not believe in that?
但是为什么很多教派不相信这一点呢？
Because Satan
has
deceived many Christians nowadays.
撒旦现在已经迷惑了很多基督徒。
And that's why it's our duty, it's our job to go out into the end of the earth to preach the gospel.
所以我们这是我们的责任，我们必须要把福音传到地极。
Let's go to the book of Matthew.
请看马太福音。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 21 to verse 23.
从二十一节念到二十三节。
I know I share these three verses many times to all of you.
我知道我跟大家分享这个经节很多次了。
But these three verses tell us very clearly that even though we are Christian, it doesn't mean that we will enter the heavenly kingdom.
对，但是这经节告诉我们，即使我们是基督徒，就不表示我们就一定可以进天国。
And that's why in verse 21 said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven."
所以二十一节这边说，凡称呼我主啊主啊，不能都进天国。
Who called Jesus Christ Lord, Lord?
谁叫主耶稣主啊主啊
？All of us who are Christians，
所有的基督徒都叫他主啊。
But it doesn't mean all of us who call Jesus Christ Lord Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven。
但是并不是每一个叫主啊主啊的人都可以进天国。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven，
唯独遵行我父天父旨意的人才能进去。
This is so important，
这很重要。
What is the will of the Father？
天父的旨意是什么？
If we do the will of the Father, and then we can enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们要行天父的旨意才能够进去。
I see the will of the Father to be born of water and spirit.
天父的旨意就是我们要从水和圣灵而生。
To be baptized and receive the promised Holy Spirit.
要受洗并且要受圣灵。
The will of the Father is to partake His body and His blood, and His blood. That is Holy Communion.
天父的旨意就是我们要吃他的肉，喝他的血，这就是我们要行圣餐礼。
The will of the Father is to believe that He's the only one true God.
天父的旨意就是我们要相信他是唯一的真神。
The will of the Father is for us to be our feet to be washed.
天父的旨意就是我们要洗脚。
If we know that is the will of the Father,
要是我们知道是天父的旨意
，we must do it.
我们就必须照做。
If we don't do it, we do not receive the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
要是我们不照做，我们就不能够拿到进天国的钥匙。
You know, when I go to Home Depot and make keys, like for my house and things like that.
我到 Home Depot 去打钥匙的时候
，I remember in the early years when you go there when they make the keys and they just make a little bit mistake, then you use the keys they cannot open the door.
我记得在很早以前，要是他们就是在打钥匙，要是犯了一点小错误，你就没办法进门去了。
Even though quite often you look at the two keys, almost exactly the same thing.
要是你看到这两个钥匙看起来好像完全一样。
But all you need is one extra little piece and somewhere right in the groove, then you cannot open the door.
但是这个钥匙要是只要有一点点一丝丝的不一样，你就不能拿来开门了。
Just like nowadays, even all Christians exactly the same thing.
就像我们今天看基督徒看好像都一样。
That every Christian have the keys to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这表示说基督徒都有进天国的钥匙吗
？But actually, that's not true.
当然不是真的。
Any church want to enter the heavenly kingdom?
任何一个教会想要进天国
，they must make that keys out from the Bible, from the Word of God.
他们必须要从这个圣经来打钥匙。
Because without making the keys from the blueprint in the Bible, there's no way that anyone can enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为他们如果不遵照这个圣经来打这个钥匙的话，就没有办法进到天国里去。
Look at verse 22.
请看二十二节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?
当日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道。”
I mean, only Christians speak in the name of Jesus Christ.
只有基督徒才会用主耶奉主耶稣基督的名传道。
So that's why they complain they cannot enter the heavenly kingdom even though they prophesied in the name of Jesus.
所以他们那时候才抱怨说：“我们已经照你的奉你的名传道，但是我们还是不能进天国。”
And they say, "Have we not cast out demons?" In the name of Jesus.
我们没有奉你的名赶鬼吗？
Who can cast out demons?
谁能够赶鬼？
Only those who call the name of the Lord.
只有奉主耶稣名的人才能够。
These are Christians.
这些是基督徒。
They have not performed miracles and signs in your name.
我们难道没有奉你的名许多异能吗？
So you can see in verse 21 and verse 22 is very clear. All these people are Christians.
从21节跟22节我们可以看出来，这些人都是基督徒。
Actually, not only Christians, these people also are you and I.
不只是基督徒，这些就是你跟我。
Because what is separate us from us and other Christians?
什么是把我们跟其他的基督徒分别出来的呢？
If you and I do not do the will of God.
要是我们没有照神的旨意而行。
If we don't follow the Bible.
要是我们不遵照圣经。
We also just like every Christians out there.
我们也像其他的教派的人一样。
So that's why we must come back to the Bible.
所以我们必须要回归圣经。
Every Christian should come back to the Bible.
每个基督徒都应该回归圣经。
And to seek for God's will and to be able to do it.
我们必须要寻找天父的旨意，并且要照做。
So these Christians, they prophesied in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们知道这些基督徒，他们奉主的名传道。
They cast out demons in His name.
奉主的名赶鬼。
They perform miracles and signs in His name.
奉主的名行许多异能。
Sadly, in verse 23,
但是让人很伤心的，就是二十三节这边说。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我就明明告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Very basic.
这些我们看这是很基本。
But at the same time, why so many Christians did not follow God's will?
但是为什么这么多基督徒他们都不知道天父的旨意？
Yes, those who prophesied in the name of Jesus.
当然他们是奉主的名
传道。Cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
奉主的名赶鬼。
Perform miracles and signs in the name of Jesus.
奉主的名行异能。
But in the process of doing all those things, they did not do everything according to God's will.
但是他们在做这些事的时候，他们没有遵照主耶稣的旨意行。
And that's why Jesus Christ said to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me."You who practice lawlessness.
所以主耶稣明明告诉他说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的，离开我去吧。
So in other words, that not practicing the will of the Lord is exactly the same thing as practicing lawlessness.
所以我们要是不照主耶稣的旨意行的话，我们就是作恶的。
So let's seek for the keys.
所以我们要找这个钥匙。
Let's go to Matthew 28.
请看马太福音28章。
Matthew 28.
马太福音28章。
Actually, let's go to John first, please. John.
对不起，请看先看约翰福音。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So we know Jesus Christ built His kingdom upon Himself.
我们知道主耶稣基督在他自己身上建立这个天国，
and
建立这个王国。
The gate is locked.
那这个王国的门是锁起来的。
But here, Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews.
我们知道尼哥底姆他是犹太人的官。
For sure, he knew the words of God well because he was a Pharisee.
他是个法利赛人，所以他应该了解这个犹太的律法很清楚。
But I Lucas Christ asked him this question.
但是主耶稣基督就问他说
I'll make a statement to him.
主耶稣基督跟他说
He said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
他说我实在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
First,
第一个
if people looking to find the kingdom of God,
要是人在找这个天国
without being born again, you can't even see it. Never mind, enter it.
要是你没有重生的话，你就根本也看不见。
So that's why nowadays so many people are lost in this world.
所以现在很多人都好像迷失了一样。
Even though we proclaim that we are Christians.
虽然他们说他们是基督徒。
But we can never see the kingdom very clearly. Why? Because we have not been born again through water and spirit.
但是要是我们没有看到没有从水和神而生的话，我们就根本看不见神的国。
But even though we are born of water and spirit,
但是即使我们受了水和圣灵而重生，
these are the first two requirements that you and I must have to see the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看到我们要从水和圣灵而生，这是必要条件，我们才能够看到神的国。
Yes, we may, you know, with the baptism, we open the first door.
所以受到洗礼以后，我们就开了第一道门。
And receiving the Holy Spirit, we open the second door.
得到圣灵就开了第二道门。
Maybe when we have a foot wash, we open the third door.
可能在洗脚以后，我们就开了第三道门。
But those three doors, there's still many other doors that is locked that you and I cannot enter through unless we do according to the will of God.
但是还有很多道门是锁着的，除非我们遵从神的旨意而行，我们就开不了。
But at least when you and I are born again,
但是除非我们重生
，we can see the kingdom of God.
我们就不能够见神的。
When we see the kingdom of God.
但是我们见到神的国以后
，Then we have hope to find the keys to enter through the gate and the door that is, you know, that is there.
我们才有希望能够用这个钥匙去打开这个天国的门，看到这个天国。
For Nicodemus,
尼哥底母
he did not understand what that Lucius Christ was saying to him.
他不了解主耶稣基督说什么。
That's why in verse 4 he said, "How can a man be born when he is old?"
尼哥底母就说，人已经老了，如何重生呢？
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Of course, Nicodemus just looked at things from the physical eyesight.
尼哥底母他看到就是从人的眼光来看。
But Lord Christ looked at things from the spiritual eyesight.
但是主耶稣基督看事物是从灵的角度出发。
Then Lord Christ continued to explain to him, said, "Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water."
所以主耶稣基督说，我实在告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生。
That is the first thing that you and I need to talk about.
这是我们必须讲到的第一件事情。
We want to know who our Lord Jesus Christ is.
我们要知道主耶稣基督是谁。
And if we know who He is,
要是我们知道他是谁，
we must follow every word that He tells us to do.
我们必须照他的话照做。
But nowadays, so many churches feel that if we follow these things, we are too legalistic.
但是现在很多教会的人认为说，我们通通都照做的话，听起来好像太教条化了。
Maybe make it everything so difficult.
让每一件事情都变得很困难。
We do not make anything.
我们其实没有让这些事情变得困难。
It's in the Bible.
这是圣经指示的。
You know, it's interesting when you go to Africa.
很有趣是你到非洲去的时候。
You have to do all these things to enter the country.
你必须做这些事情，你才能够进到他的国家。
Come on, Africa, right?
我们现在说非洲的国家。
When I went there, you know, 2-3 months.
我去那边两三个月。
Without, you know, if I don't go to see my brother and sister, I would not want to go there for what?
I'm sorry.
If I don't go there to see my brother and sister in Africa, I would not go there. What is there? I like elephants and stuff like that, but you only can see so much, right?
要是我不是要去见教会弟兄姐妹的话，我才会不想去。虽然我想看大象，但是没办法看那么多东西。
First, the airplane ticket is a lot of money. It's not cheap.
第一个就是机票很贵。
Second, you need to go get visa.
第二个你需要拿到签证。
I was joking with the brothers and sisters like, why you guys require visa? Who want to come here if you let them pay for visa, right?
我就跟弟兄姐妹开玩笑说，我为什么想要这个签证呢？签证要钱，为什么要想去那里？
And not only that, you need to get shot. I mean, shots is good, right? Because, yeah, it's good for you.
第三个就是你必须要打疫苗，但是这些疫苗对你可能来说不错。
But one of the shot is the yellow fever shot.
但是有一个是黄色的发烧疫苗。
And they're saying that I think 1 out of 10,000 chance you can die from the yellow fever shot.
他说，0.01%，你有可能会因为这个症状而过世。
When I go to Africa, there's plenty of people there.
那我去那边的时候，那边有很多人。
They go to safari, they see this, and Africa is not even, you know, really is nothing so desirable to look at.
我们知道非洲并不是一个很让人想去这个地方。
But you need to do all these things if you want to go to Africa.
但是你想去非洲的话，你必须要做这些事情。
I remember one time Pastor Cole assured me that, you know, he bought the ticket, but he didn't have time to buy the visa.
有一次，柯传道跟我分享说，他买了机票，但是没有时间去弄签证。
So he's hoping that when he gets there, they just let him through.
他就说他希望他到的时候，那些人就让他过关。
And guess what happened?
才发生
什么事? When he got there, he turned right back and go back on the next flight back to Germany.
他去那边以后，人家就叫他回去，他就马上搭机回到德国去。
Because flying there is not enough, you need your visa.
因为你机票不够，你也需要签证。
And in your passport, you need to have all the shots documented, right, from the doctors.
而且你在你的护照上面必须要证明说你已经打了这些疫苗。
Because it's a separate piece of paper that goes with the passport.
那是另外一张纸上面证明。
So how do we think that the heavenly kingdom, all you need to believe and confess in your mouth, then you enter the heavenly kingdom? How is that?
既然是这样的话，你怎么会认为说要进天国只需要心里相信、口头承认就够了呢？
Yes, we know God is love.
我们知道神是爱。
God wants every single one of us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
神希望我们每个人都能够进天国。
But He also wants us to be obedient.
但是他也希望我们能够顺从。
We need to buy the plane ticket.
我们需要买机票。
We need to get our shots.
我们必须要打疫苗。
We need to buy that visa.
我们需要办签证。
That's why we need to be born again of water and spirit.
所以我们才需要从水和圣灵而生。
You and I did not make this up.
我们并没有这不是我们写的。
But in John chapter 3 verse 5, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the heavenly kingdom."
但是 约翰福音三章五节这边说得很清楚，耶稣回答说，人若不能自从水和圣灵而生，就不能见神的国。
Of course, this he, Luke is talking about anthropos, right? It means human cannot enter this heavenly kingdom.
耶稣这边在讲的是人类，我们人类不能够进神的国。
If we are monkeys and donkeys, we don't need to worry about it.
要是我们是猴子，或是我们是驴，我们就不用担心这些事情。
But as human beings,
但是是人类。
If we want to enter the heavenly kingdom,
要是我们想要进天国，
we have no other way to enter through it unless you and I are born again of water and spirit.
除非我们从水和圣灵而生，不然的话没有其他的方法可以让我们进神的国。
If we believe that Jesus Christ is God Himself,
要是你相信主耶稣就是神本身。
If we believe that He lived for the 33 years,
要是你相信他活了33年。
Then we must believe that in chapter 3 verse 5, this is His word and tell us how to enter the heavenly kingdom.
那你应该相信约翰福音三章五节这边，他告诉我们要怎么样才能够进天国。
So anyone tell us you do not need to be baptized to be saved, they are the Antichrist.
要是有人告诉你，你不需要受洗就可以得救的话，这个人是敌基督的。
Why do we call him the Antichrist?
为什么说他是敌基督？
Because they go against the word of Christ, what he's saying.
因为他们反对主耶稣基督说的话。
Because here, Luke Christ is very clear that you and I must be born again of water and spirit if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为主耶稣这边讲得很清楚，他说人若不从水和圣灵而生，就不能进神的国。
So the question is, do we believe?
所以问题是我们相不相信主耶稣基督？
Let's go to Mark chapter 16.
请看马可福音十六章。
Book of Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
16:16.
十六章十六节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 16.
马可福音十六章十六节。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
信人受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Alleluia's Christ cannot be more clear than this.
主耶稣基督讲得非常清楚，不能更清楚了。
He who believes in who? Who believes in him and his word?
谁相信他的话呢？
Will be baptized.
相信他的话的人就会受洗。
Then they will be saved.
然后他们就会得救。
But a person who do not believe in him or his word,
要是不信他的，
they'll be condemned.
必被定罪。
This cannot be more clear than this.
这不能讲得更清楚了。
So that's why it's so important for us as Christians, we must go back to the Bible.
所以我们基督徒必须要回归圣经。
To follow the will of God.
我们必须要遵从神的旨意。
If you and I are not born again of water, we cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
要是不从水生，就不能够进天国。
And this is the word from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督亲口说的。
This not cannot be more clear than this.
不能讲得更清楚了。
So that's why if someone tells us we do not need to be baptized to be saved, they are wrong.
所以要是有人告诉我们，我们不受洗也能得救的话，他们就错了。
And we should not listen to them.
我们不应该听他们的。
Because this.What the Bible tells us and what our Lord Jesus Christ tells us we know we need to do to enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为主耶稣基督告诉我们，圣经也告诉我们，我们必须要怎么样做才能进天国。
Let's go back a little bit.
我们现在来回想一下。
Why is it so important for our Lord Jesus Christ to die for mankind?
为什么主耶稣基督为人受死这么重要？
And why is it so important for you and I to be baptized?
为什么我们受洗这么重要？
Let's go to Genesis.
我们请看创世纪。
Chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Verse 27.
二十七节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
创世纪第一章二十七节。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
In the beginning, God created everything that is so good and so beautiful.
起初神创造了天地，一切都是非常的美好。
But he saved the best for last.
他的好的最好的最后才造。
And that is to create human being.
就是造男造人类。
Even though he's God himself.
虽然他本人就是神本身。
But he created man, my anthropos, human, in his own image, in the image of God, he created him.
但是照他的形象造男造女。
So the question is.
所以问题来了。
Does God look like you and I?
神看起来像你跟我吗？
Of course, some feminist movements say God is a woman.
有些女性主义者说神看起来像女人。
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I mean, But the Bible never say that, right?
没关系，但是圣经并不是这样说的。
But what does it mean when the Bible say God created human in His own image and His own likeness?
但是圣经上讲说神造自己的形象造人，乃是造他的形象造男造女，这是什么意思？
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
请看
Ephesians
以弗所书
chapter 4.
第四章
verse 24.
24节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24.
以弗所书第四章二十四节。
And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So what does it mean to be created in the image and likeness of God?
所以照神的形象造人是什么意思呢？
Is to put on true righteousness and holiness.
就是穿上真理、仁义和圣洁。
God is not talking about the physical aspect of human being.
我们在讲不是在讲physical
the flesh. He's not talking about.
我们在讲不是在讲造血跟
because,
造血跟肉。
Because we know the flesh, God make out of dust.
我们知道造血肉来讲，我们是从尘土上造的。
And that's why we look like this.
所以我们现在看起来像这样。
And that's why when you and I die, we you know.We pretty much you know, decompose and we go back to the earth and you can never say, oh, that is a person's flesh. No, it's go back to the earth and exactly like the earth.
所以我们在死了以后就会朽烂，我们就看不到出来原来是什么样子的，因为我们人是从尘土造的。
But when God said the image and likeness of Him, that is in true righteousness and holiness.
但是造神的形象就是有真理、仁义和圣洁。
But when did we lose?That holiness and righteousness.
但是我们有一天，我们失去了这真理、仁义和圣洁。
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's commandment.
那就是当亚当跟夏娃他们不服从神的话犯罪的时候。
Because in the book of Genesis,
因为在创世纪里面
，God gave them only one commandment.
神只有给一个规定。
That is not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
就是不可以吃分别善恶的果子的树。
But of course, the fruit itself does not have the power.
当然，这个果子本身并没有这个能力。
But disobeying God's word.
但是不遵从神的话。
And following the word of the serpent.
但是听蛇的话。
So after they partake of the fruit.
就在他们吃了这个果子以后。
Then they became just like Satan.
他们就看起来像撒旦一样。
They no longer manifest.The you know the righteousness and holiness of God.
他们就再也没有神的仁义，真理和圣洁了。
Rather, they manifest the flesh and blood, and they manifest the sin of the world, which is according to Satan.
但是他们看起来就像这个世界的罪恶一样，就是像撒旦一样。
So that's why when we look at human race,
所以当我们现在看到一般的人类
，all these you know things that happen in the world,
我们看到这世界上发生的事情
，because Now we under Satan control.
因为我们现在在撒旦的控制权下。
And that's why through so many years.
所以这么多年以后。
Remember after God created Adam and Eve.
记得在神造亚当和夏娃以后。
He created a beautiful garden for them.
他也为他们造了一个美丽的伊甸园。
And in the garden, they can hear the footstep of the Lord walking in the cool of the day.
他们就可以在这个园子里面听到神走路的声音。
And in the garden, they can hear the voice of God speaking to them.
他们也可以听到神对他们说话的声音。
But after they sin against God,
但是他们犯罪以后
，they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
他们就被赶出伊甸园。
And then men began to kill one another.
我们人就开始杀人。
Cain killed Abel.
我们知道该隐杀了亚伯。
And then you know men began to have multiple wives.
人就开始，男人就开始娶了很多妻子。
And but when after Cain killed Abel, we can see that Cain, right, he went away from the presence of the Lord.
我们知道该隐杀了亚伯以后，就在神面前离开。
And this was the faith of mankind back then.
这是当时的人看起来的样子。
Because after they sinned against God,
因为他们犯罪了以后
，they no longer manifest the image and likeness of God.
他们就再也没有神的形象。
That true righteousness and that true holiness is gone.
因为神的真理和圣洁就不见了。
But God loved humans so much.
但是神他是如此的爱人类。
That He sent His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
他就送了他唯一的独生子在十字架上为我们死亡。
And our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the image and likeness of God.
主耶稣基督他也有神的形象。
And that's why after he shed his blood,
所以在他流血了以后,
when he died for mankind,
他为了人类而死,
then we can be baptized.
所以我们才能够受洗。
And through baptism, once again, we put the image and likeness of God on us, the true righteousness and holiness on us.
在我们受洗以后，我们才能够再把神的形象放穿上，我们就有神的真理跟圣洁。
Let's go to book Galatians.
请看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
The book Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
So what I'm sharing with you is just very basic, you know, things that's in the Bible that's according to the will of God.
我现在跟大家分享的是非常基本的，就是圣经里面讲的。
But we cannot consider this basic to be something that you and I do not want to follow.
我们在看到这些很基本的东西，我们不能说我们不想要遵从。
Look at chapter 3, verse 26 and verse 27.
请看第三章二十六节跟二十七节。
Say, for you are all sons of God.Through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
Remember, Adam and Eve were sons of God.
我们记得亚当跟夏娃他们是神的儿女。
Because they manifest the image and likeness of God.
因为他们是照着神的形象造的。
But after they sin against God,
但是他们犯罪了以后,
they no longer manifest the image and likeness of God.
他们就再也没有神的形象了。
But now through Jesus Christ,
但是因为耶稣基督的关系,
once again through our faith,We can manifest the image and likeness of God.
再一次，因为我们因为有神的信心，所以我们能够再次显出神的形象。
And that's why in verse 27.
所以在二十七节的时候，
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
This is the only way to once again regain the.True holiness and true righteousness.
这是我们要重新得到圣洁跟真理的唯一方法。
Because the minute you and I are baptized,
就是因为我们在受洗了以后,
we put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就披戴基督。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the image and likeness of God.
我们知道基督有神的形象。
And once again, you and I can boldly go in front of God and consider ourselves to be His children.
所以我们才能够再一次勇敢的到神面前说我们是神的儿女。
Not because of ourselves.
并不是因为我们自己很好, 而是因为主耶稣基督。
Because Christ sacrificed one time for all men.
因为主耶稣基督一次牺牲为所有的人类牺牲。
But the only way to gain that grace, you and I must be born again of water. That is to be baptized.
但是要得到这个恩典的唯一的办法，就是我们必须要受洗。
That's the only way to have the image and likeness of God. There's no other way.
我们要神的形象的话，就是唯一的办法，没有其他的办法。
Think about this.
我们来想一想。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面,
we have to ask ourselves this question.
我们问这个问题。
Were they saved in the Old Testament? Were they saved?
在旧约里面的人有没有得救呢?
They did not get baptized.
他们没有受洗。
But they have great faith.
但是他们有很好的信心。
And because of this, they are saved.
因为他们有很好的信心，所以他们就得救了。
I'm just saying.
我只是这边讲一讲。
Is that a true statement or not?
这个是真理吗?
But I see it's not a true statement.
这个并不是真理。
Every single one of us, from the beginning, we must have faith, just like the saint in the Old Testament.
我们现在开始，我们每个人必须要有信心，就像这些在旧约里面的人一样。
But they also need our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们也需要主耶稣基督。
Without our Lord Jesus Christ,
没有主耶稣基督的话，
they cannot be saved.
我们就不能够得救。
Let's turn the book of Hebrews.
我们来看希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Chapter 11.
11章,
we know that Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter 11 is the hall of faith.
我们知道在希伯来书11章这边讲到的是信心。
The faith of Abel, the faith of Enoch, the faith of Noah, the faith of Abraham.
亚伯的信心
Yeah, verse 4, verse 5, verse 6, verse 7.
从四节到五节到六节到七节，以诺的信心，挪亚的信心，亚伯拉罕的信心。
But all of this, yes, they have great faith.
这些人当然都很有信心。
But they were not saved.
但是他们有得救吗?
Why do we say this?
为什么这样说呢?
Look at chapter 11, verse 13.
请看十一章,
chapter 11, verse
13. 十三节。
It says, these all die in faith.
这些人存着信心死。
Who are these?
这些人是谁?
It's Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, all these, they all die in faith.
亚伯、以诺、挪亚、摩西、亚伯拉罕，这些人都是存着信心死。
But look at, they all die in faith, not having received the promises.
并没有得着所应许的。
But having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
With a great faith, they never received the promises.
他们有信心，但是他们没有看到他们应许给他们的。
The promise to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这个应许就是能够进天国的应许。
Look at verse 39.
请看三十九节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39.
希伯来书十一章第三十九节。
And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise.
这些人都因信得了美好的证据，却未得着所应许的。
But God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
因为神给我们预备的更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
So what is the Bible saying?
所以圣经这里说什么呢？
Those who live in faith in the Old Testament.
这些在旧约里面有信心的人
，God gave them a check，
神给他们开了一个支票。
Any check is eternal life。
这个支票就是永生。
But the check is not signed yet。
但是还没有签在这个支票上签名。
So when was the check signed？
什么时候才在这个支票上签名
？When our Lord Jesus Christ died for mankind。
在主耶稣基督为我们人类死亡了以后。
Those who live in the Old Testament live in faith. When our Lord Jesus Christ died, that's the time that our Lord Jesus Christ signed.And make the check valid to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以，主耶稣在死的时候才在这个支票上签名，这些在旧约的人才能够得到这个支票，才能进天国。
Why because the Old Testament they live under the law?
为什么呢？因为在旧约里面，他们是在生在律法之下。
And the law cannot save anyone.
我们知道律法不能够拯救任何人。
But through Jesus Christ,
但是就是因为靠着主耶稣基督。
He came with grace and truth.
主耶稣基督有恩典有真理。
And through him, the same Old Testament, the check can be signed, so they can cash it in, you know, at the gate to the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣基督来了以后，这些为他们签了这个支票，这些旧约的人才能够进到天国去。
So that's why it's so important for you and I to be born again.
所以对我们来说，我们重生是很重要的。
Because we lost that holiness and righteousness when Adam and Eve sinned against God.
因为在亚当跟夏娃他们犯罪以后，我们就失去了这个真理和圣洁。
So that's why if anyone says that we don't need to be baptized to be saved, they are dead wrong.
所以要是有人告诉我们不用受洗就能得救的话，他们就是错到了底了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ tells us we need to be born again.
因为主耶稣基督告诉我们必须要重生。
And as RE teachers,
所以我们当教员的人
we must have this kind of faith and conviction.
我们必须要这样子的信心。
If you don't believe that a person needs to be baptized to be saved, then you should not.
要是你不相信人要受洗才能够得救的话，你就不应该在宗教教育里面当教员。
Actually, if you do not believe that you need to be born again of water and spirit to be saved, you shouldn't even be in TJC.
要是你不相信受洗才能得救的话，你根本不应该在我们教会。
Because this is what we believe.
因为这是我们相信的。
Which is according to the Bible.
你这是照着圣经转讲的。
If anyone of us believe in anything else beside that,
要是我们有相信其他的话
，this means this church is not, you know, that's not yours.
这表示这教会不是你的。
In the sense that this church did not believe what you believe.
表示这个教会所相信跟你所相信的不一样。
So that's why for us.
所以对我们来说。
We hope that every brother and sisters.
我们希望每个弟兄姐妹。
Truly do the will of God.
真的能够照主的旨意而
行。Let it be born again of water.
就是从水而重生。
And that is the first key to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这是我们要进天国的第一个钥匙。
And even to be able to see the heavenly kingdom.
我们才有办法见到天国。
So don't let people deceive us.
所以不要让其他的人来混淆我们。
Because nowadays people make up things just for convenience.
因为现在很多人为了自己的方便，所以定了很多道理。
Why do you need to be baptized? You know, go to the ocean. You drive to Galveston. It's like 50 minutes, and quite often it's cold in the winter time, right? And the wave is big. Why cause so much trouble?
所以你为什么要开车50分钟到那么远的地方去受洗？那边又很冷，风浪又很大，何必呢
？Let's just, you know, get rid of it altogether. No need to be baptized.
我们就把这个规定除掉，那我们就不用受洗了。
Then some people say, "No, we need to be baptized. Let's put a tub over here."
有些人说，哦，好，那要受洗的话，我们就拿一个大浴缸。
Then wow, oh, that satisfies both groups. If people want to go, not don't want to go too far, but you have it here. The people want to be baptized, they can have it here. So everything is good.
所以我们就不用开车开那么远，就很方便。这边就有一个浴缸。
But that only human way.
这个是用人的方法。
God's way is the only way.
神的方法才是正确的方法。
Because His will is perfect.
因为他的道是完美的道。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's re-sing the hymns again, 136.
请再唱一次同样的诗歌136首。136首。
To me.